Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Good morning, and welcome to Score Values on 6-7 The Score. I'm your host, Tyler Buterbaugh. And coming up on this week's show, I had the opportunity to get information on some two great events. Executive Director of Old Town Merchants and Residents Association, Marcy Huddis, she shared the exciting debut of the Old Town Oktoberfest, a packed weekend of food, music, and fun. And Dan Raskin, the owner of Manny's Deli, he shared their first annual Halfway to St. Patrick's Day Corned Beef Festival, a weekend of St. Patrick's fun, as well as the partnership with the Forte Foundation. Joining me now this morning on Score Values here on 670 The Score is the Executive Director of Old Town Merchants and Residents, Marcy Huddis. Marcy, good morning. How are you today?
Good. I'm great. Thanks for asking, Tyler.
Absolutely. And just for those that are unfamiliar, could you share exactly who the Old Town Merchants and Residents Association is?
Sure, I'm happy to. So we are a nonprofit. We're a neighborhood chamber of commerce and a community development organization for the Old Town neighborhood of Chicago. So we support our local businesses. Old Town is really lucky that we have a lot of multi-generational businesses. We're very unique in that in addition to supporting our businesses, we engage residents because we firmly believe that community development should be holistic and it's best for the community when the residents support the businesses support the residents. We do different events throughout the year to keep the community active. We host the Wells Street Arts Festival in June. We do neighborhood mixers. We'll be having a healthy living week before the Chicago Marathon. In October, we do an annual tree lighting. We do a lot of other activities. And now we'll be hosting our first annual Oktoberfest, which will be September 19th through the 21st.
That is correct. Yeah, you're going to be hosting that Old Town's inaugural Oktoberfest on Wells Street this upcoming weekend, like you said. Could you kind of share a little more about that and what can we expect?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, it's Friday, September 19th through Sunday, the 21st. It'll be a neighborhood October 1st. We will have good food. So we will have bratwurst with sauerkraut, pretzels, potato pancakes, fried cheese, taffy apple with pretzel and fudge from our multi-generational business, the Fudge Pot. I'm really excited about that taffy apple with the pretzels on it. We will have funnel cakes, which are German. We are sponsored by Paulaner Munchen German Beer. So we will have really good German beer and hot spiced wine. We're going to have Stein holding contests. So that's a traditional Bavarian strength and endurance contest. We plan to have about five throughout the weekend. There will be prizes. People can come. They can test their endurance. We're going to have good music. We're going to have the Four Star Brass Band, Die Musikmeisters, classical string music from German composers. We're going to have Big City Nights, which is a Scorpions cover band. So for those who did not know, the Scorpions is a German band. We will also have Stash, and on Friday night, we're going to have Dancing Queen. We'll also have a VIP ticket area that's going to include an upscale experience, you know, for those who would like that.
And that then you just mentioned the VIP experience. From what I saw on the website, it sounds amazing. Could you share with the listeners just kind of what all comes with the VIP experience?
Yeah, so for the VIP experience, it will be an area that has more seating. It's going to have a trailer bathroom, so fancy bathrooms. It comes with a bratwurst and a beer and a special stein. So WinTrust is sponsoring our sign. So we have a super cool sign that folks will get. There will be a large screen where there will be football games playing throughout the weekend. And there will be an upscale VIP bar where folks can get, in addition to beer, other drinks that they wish. So that should be like a really nice place to hang out, have a drink with friends, watch a game, and enjoy the weather.
That sounds amazing. And I mean, especially for people that who are NFL and college football fans, they get a chance to also watch their games coming up in this event too.
Now
you said that you mentioned about the Stein Holding Contest. Could you kind of explain a little more exactly just what comes along with these?
Yeah, so the Stein Holding Contest, contestants hold a liter glass stein and they hold it straight out in front of them and it's full of beer. And the idea is that you hold it for as long as possible until you can't hold it anymore. And it's harder than you would think to do that. On average, stein-holding competitors, because yes, it is a thing, males might, I believe, the national champion was able to hold it for about 21 minutes. Women, it's about 6 minutes, you know, that the champion. So it's harder than it looks, and it should be really fun to do. Unfortunately, usually when you let go, you spill some of your really good beer.
Yeah, I can see that getting a little messy, but it sounds like a
might be a little messy, but it should be really fun, yeah.
That should be a lot of fun. Now, one thing I noticed about Old Town is that the neighborhood of Old Town, is Chicago's very first German neighborhood. Could you kind of share a little bit about the Old Town's German history?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a really rich German history, which initially helped shape the neighborhood's identity. So in the 1850s, immigrants from southern Germany came to the Old Town area and they started farming. So they planted potatoes and they planted cabbage and they set up a community around St. Michael's Church, which still is a very active, vibrant community. And because of their farming, the area was known back then as the Cabbage Patch. So North Avenue was, yes, a field of cabbage. And Germania Place, which is a gorgeous building, was the headquarters of the historic Germania Club, which was the oldest German-American organization in the city. Old Town is also the place where some very notable German-American businesses got their start. Oscar Mayer in 1883, the first butcher and sausage shop was opened in Old Town on Sedgwick. That became Oscar Mayer. Dr. Scholl, Cobbler Square Loft, which is actually in the footprint of our Oktoberfest Street Festival. So that is on Wall Street between Evergreen and Schiller. That's where Cobbler Square Loft is. And that was the Dr. Scholl factory. House of Glunz, which is the oldest wine shop in the U.S. That also was started in 1888 in Old Town. So it's kind of exciting that now we're having this neighborhood Oktoberfest and we're celebrating, you know, that German history in our neighborhood. We're lucky that our neighborhood has a really rich ethnic history, initially settled by German immigrants who came over. We also have a rich Irish, Italian history. There's some very, very interesting African-American history in the area also, you know, some very rich history. So we're excited to have this community Oktoberfest that will be a great place for everybody to come together and to celebrate Oktoberfest and the coming of the fall, which actually happens to be the day after. It will be that Monday.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's an incredible list of history of just the diversity that goes on through Old Town. Marcy Huddis, Executive Director of Old Town Merchants and Residents, joining me here still on Score Values here on 670 The Score. Now, Marcy, you shared a lot of great information and told the listeners exactly what you guys will be carrying at the Old Town's inaugural Oktoberfest this upcoming weekend. And you guys are one of many other neighborhoods in Chicago that are holding Oktoberfest. What makes this Oktoberfest unique?
Yeah, thank you for asking. Ours is really a neighborhood Oktoberfest. So not a big box one, neighborhood Oktoberfest, open to everybody. It will be chill, it will be fun, and we have a deep German history. So, and we're building upon and sharing that German immigrant history through this Oktoberfest. And we're going to have some good local food, some great local music, a mix of German music and other music. I'm excited too that at 12 noon both days, we're going to have some classical string music that's written by German composers. So that's both Saturday at noon and then Sunday at noon, both of those days. Folks can find out more information by going to oldtownchicago.org to our events tab. And there we'll have the schedule published. You can click through there to buy tickets to the VIP area, and we'll keep updating information there.
Now, is there a fee to be able to participate and be involved in the Old Town inaugural Oktoberfest?
Yeah, thanks for asking. There will not be a fee. We will have a $5 requested gate donation. We really appreciate that donation. This is the first year that we'll be investing in the festival. These steps are really expensive to produce. It's a donation. It's not a fee. Folks can choose to give it or not. Folks who choose to participate in the VIP area, that's the ticketed area. But yeah, we hope that people will come, hear the music, enjoy the vibe, and it is free with that $5 donation requested.
I love that. Marcy Huddis, Executive Director of Old Town Merchants and Residents, thank you again for joining me this morning here on Score Values on 670 The Score. And just one more time, if I could have you remind the listeners where they can find more information on Old Town's inaugural Oktoberfest on Well Street, as well as finding out some more future events you guys will be hosting.
Sure. Folks can go to oldtownchicago.org, go to the events tab. And all of the detail there is there, and folks can also buy tickets to the VIP area. And Tyler, I hope that you yourself will be able to come have a beer with us, have a cafe apple with pretzels on it, and soak up the weather and some really great music.
Oh, I would love to get myself over there and try one of those classic German beers for sure. Marcy,
I'll buy you a beer if you're able to come. Let me know.
I will put you, I'll hold you against that.
Sounds great.
Marcy Huddis, thank you again for joining me today.
Great. Thank you so much, Tyler.
And joining me now here this morning on Score Values on 670 The Score is the owner of Manny's Deli, Dan Raskin. Dan, good morning. Thank you for joining me today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Just for those who are not entirely sure, can you share a little bit about Manny's Deli, just as far as the history and just what came behind the famous corned beef that you guys sell?
Yeah, so I'm a fourth generation family owned and operator here at Manny's, and we have always been very big on corned beef. It's our number one seller, and especially during the St. Patrick's Day holiday, it is our busiest week of the year. So we decided to take it one next step, and everyone was so excited when we were talking about the idea. So we're doing a halfway to St. Patrick's Day corned beef street festival right outside Manny's. So we're closing down the street right in front of us, and we're going to have some fun.
That's awesome. And yes, that's right. You guys are having the first annual halfway to St. Patrick's Day corned beef fest. Could you kind of share a little more information about that? Just kind of exactly what you guys will be holding. And it's happening this weekend. If you kind of tell them the time and the hours for that.
Yeah. So we are doing the festival. It is going to be hosted on Saturday and Sunday, the 21st Sunday, the 21st and Saturday, the 20th. And the hours of the festival are Saturday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. So we're going to have tons of entertainment. We're going to have lots of live music. We're going to have inflatables and games for kids. We're going to have big screens to show football on both Saturday and Sunday. And we're just really looking to have Chicago involved and enjoy the halfway to St. Patrick's Day Fest.
I love that. And then you mentioned about the music and the dancing. I saw you guys have a list of different bands that you have throughout Saturday and Sunday. Could you share? Are those all locals?
Yeah, so we actually wanted to include some Irish stuff. So we some Irish music. So we also have the Shannon Rovers coming. We have some Irish dance opportunities that we have some Irish schools coming to perform. And we also have some regular music. So besides the Irish music, there'll just be some regular good old 80s music. We have a few cover bands, and we're going to have a great time here. But it's all Chicago. This is we're hoping to get the Chicago to now dye the river green halfway to St. Patrick's Day.
That would be amazing, because you know how much Chicago people love the Green River. So if you can do that for the halfway to St. Patrick's Day Corned Beef Fest, that would be fantastic. And then you just mentioned a little bit ago about having some activities for the kids. So obviously this is a family-friendly environment. Could you share, is there going to be like a designated area for the kids that they can have some fun in? And what exactly does that include?
Yeah, so we do have some inflatables coming, and we also have some carnival games for kids, and we're going to also have some local vendors selling some goods made here in Chicago and some artwork, and we're going to have some great food set up, so people are going to be able to get some delicious corned beef sandwich and other items made of corned beef, and we're also going to have a bar going, so people can have their green beer and party all day.
Dan Raskin, owner of Manny's Deli, here with me on Score Values on 6-7 The Score. Now, Dan, you did kind of mention a little bit about the food, and I noticed that you guys offer a food package. Could you share a little more of what all that comes with in the food package?
Yeah, we're offering a great deal. If you pre-buy your ticket right now for a delicious corned beef sandwich, you get a comp beverage with it. So stop on in. If you go online on social media or on Manny's website, we have a posted link to the festival, and you can pre-buy your sandwich and you get a free drink with it. So it's a great deal to be on top of it and get in early.
That sounds delicious. And now, this is your guys' first annual Halfway to St. Patrick's Day Corned Beef Fest. Could you kind of share with the listeners and myself just what made you guys decide to create this event, since this is your first time hosting it?
So the real thing is that our customers were asking for us to do something for Halfway to St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day is obviously so popular in Chicago, and people want to start celebrating twice a year. So Halfway to St. Patrick's Day, and it also helped get started with a Halfway to St. Patrick's Day during the pandemic, when right before St. Patrick's Day, they closed down the whole city. So when we kind of missed out that year, so then later on in the year, they were able to do St. Patrick's Day celebration halfway through. So we just decided to create our own party, and we're closing down the street and having some Irish themed music, American music, and some great corned beef items, and a whole street fest.
I love that. And you know how Chicago, we close down for regular St. Patrick's Day, so what more better than to have two St. Patrick's Day in one year, right?
Yeah.
Now, I noticed you guys are tied in with the Forte Foundation. Could you share a little more on the Forte Foundation's mission, and then just how did this partnership tie together?
So we were really looking for a foundation that really fit Chicago really well. And we were, a customer actually told us about the Forte Foundation and their mission to invest in equitable economic advancement of youth and families. The city of Chicago and the area, and we just thought it was an amazing opportunity to help give back and give some money to the organization that's helping Chicago out. And what it's just a perfect way for a Chicago Bear great to partner with us and kick off our first St. Patrick's Day Festival.
That's fantastic. And now, is there a fee to attend to the Halfway to St. Patrick's Day Corned Beef Fest?
There's no fee. There's a suggested donation that if people feel comfortable donating to it, they can. If not, it's free. You can come in, have a great time, listen to some music, grab some corned beef, bring your kids. There'll be bouncy houses. So it's just a great family event for everybody.
I love that. Now, Dan, before I let you go, do you have to be Irish to attend this event?
No, because it's St. Patrick's Day in Chicago. Everybody's Irish. So everyone's Irish.
I love that. Dan Raskin, owner of Manny's Deli. Before I let you go real quick, can you just remind the listeners where they can go to find more information on this event, as well as to donate with your partnership, Forte Foundation?
Yeah, of course. So at Manny's Deli is on all our social handles. And it's Saturday, September 20th from 11 to 10, and Sunday, September 21st from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And we're right at Roosevelt and Jefferson. And you can just go to the website, mannysdeli.com, or any of our socials to get some information to pre-buy your tickets, or we'll see you right at the fest.
Dan Raskin, thank you so much again for joining me this morning on Score Values.
Thank you so much.
And that will do it for this week's edition of Score Values here on 670 The Score. I want to thank Marcy Huddis for sharing the exciting Old Town Oktoberfest coming up this weekend, and Dan Raskin for sharing the exciting first annual halfway to St. Patrick's Day Corned Beef Festival and the partnership with the Forte Foundation. If there's a topic you'd like to hear about on a future edition of our show, or if you'd like to share information about an upcoming charitable event, send us an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. That's scorevalues670@gmail.com. Again, I'm Tyler Buterbaugh, and thanks for listening to this week's edition of Score Values here on 670 The Score.
I'm Dennis Foley. It's a trend that just seems to continue, young adults delaying or not hitting major life milestones. As Census Bureau data says, less than a quarter of American adults between the ages of 25 and 34 have achieved four common milestones considered to be the pathway to adulthood: moving out of a parent's home, getting married, working, and having kids. Nearly half of people in that age group did that 50 years ago. In fact, that was the most common situation for people in that age range in 1975. But today, the most common milestones 25 to 34-year-olds have achieved is moving out of their parents' home and having a job. So why do they have the situation? Well, my colleague Jennifer Hodges hit the streets to ask that very question.
I think for me, it's definitely financially. I don't think I have, like, the money for, you know, being an adult like how my family is and having a lot of children. I also don't really think that is, like, what I want. Personally, I just want to live, you know, with cats and, you know, get money. That's pretty much just planning to make a living for myself till I retire.
So you think financial when you think of kids, yeah, and marriage and that sort of thing, and that just seems kind of overwhelming.
But also, I just seen how, like, people have been acting these days, and people are just, like, not so motivated to, you know, make a family and be serious, and that energy is, like, something I try to stray away from. So I think it's better to work on being independent and mentally aware of the things that are surrounding you, especially, like, things that are happening in the news and around your neighborhood. I think that is just very important.
That's funny. I've heard that from a lot of people in terms of kind of motivation and things like that. What would you say? Kind of the same thing?
I basically agree. I think it's not just a financial part of that. I think it's also just, like, I realize it's not something I want, like, kids, but something that I do want is, like, to, like, move out, and, like, just seeing how unmotivated my siblings are makes me want to be even more motivated than they are.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm just gonna find a job, try to keep up with my schoolwork, and just balance things out instead of just being unmotivated. And I know the option to just, like, stay home and do that, but I feel like in a way that unmotivate me, because I have the option to just do nothing at home. But if I push myself to not do that, to actually, you know, like, provide myself a home,
yeah.
Eventually I feel like I'll be able to do more by then.
You guys both have mentioned ambition and desire and that. Why do you think that's kind of on the down low right now with the younger generation? It's just kind of the state of the world?
I believe that it's definitely, I think a big thing that happened was COVID. COVID definitely made people really inclined to staying inside and sticking to social media and trying to see what other people are doing. And seeing what other people are doing usually helps people be motivated. But sometimes it's just like, it makes me feel like I want to stay inside. It's cozy. I have everything here. I don't need to, you know, that's when people start online shopping more than being in stores. And I feel like getting in the habit of doing that is just very scary, because that shuts you down from social interactions and it worsens how you speak to people and stuff. And so I'd prefer more people to go out more. And that's what I'm trying to do. I kind of struggle with that. And so definitely having these interactions with people is definitely helping me. And I encourage other people around me, no matter what age you are, to be doing that.
Yeah.
It's just because we, like, what do you mean? Like, women are the new men, if that makes
well,
sense.
Well, no, like they're putting off decisions, like having kids or getting married.
Nobody wants to have a kid with nobody. Like, I wouldn't want to have a kid with someone that's going to sleep with 25 different people and never, you know what I'm saying? So it's like...
You feel like that's kind of how things are going
nowadays? It's 100%
how
it's going. Like,
really?
Well, 99.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, because of financial pressures, people are getting married late and not having children because it's very expensive to have a child because of tuition and everything.
Yeah. So for you, you're seeing it mostly tied into finance.
Yeah, mainly finance. Yeah. And now people, instead of, how to say it softly, like, instead of investing in children, they are traveling.
Traveling.
Like, yeah, they're spending in different luxuries, like they're traveling to around the world in Europe and etc.
Maybe pets.
Yeah, maybe pets, yeah.
Dogs and cats and stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of children, yeah, they're investing in
pets. Do you know
pets.
People who are also staying home to save money, staying home with parents?
Yeah. Especially a lot of Asians from where I come from, we stay with parents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about US culture. Because I've moved here recently.
Mm-hmm.
But in Asian countries, it's very common.
Yeah, to stay home with parents
and save
money.
Yeah, to save rent.
Yeah, yeah. Would you like to weigh in too?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Is it surprising to you that more and more younger people are really delaying kind of big decisions in their life? Marriage, children, that sort of thing. What do you think?
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Tanzania. And
okay.
Most of us, we're afraid. We're afraid that... things are not going to work in marriage. Like, yes, I love this lady, but I'm not sure if we're compatible, so I can't risk marrying right now. And sometimes we have some goals to pursue, like I have to get my master's, my PhD before I get married. So things like that would delay most of young men to get married.
So kind of get to a point where you're more established before you do those things,
get
married. Because like you said, it's a big decision if 50% of people are getting divorced.
For example, right now I'm studying my master's, so I'm afraid if I will get married right now, I'm afraid that I won't be able to do better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have other things you want to do.
Yes, that's one of them.
Because I have kids in that age range, and they don't want to have kids. There's just a lot of uncertainty, and around here it's incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, you know, can't afford to feed yourself, let alone another person. Yeah, so. Yeah.
How old are they?
27 and 30.
Okay, all right. And I guess they're putting off other decisions too, like moving out of parents' house, you know, paying their own bills, that kind of thing. Have you seen that too?
Maybe with some of their friends, but not with mine.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been independent for quite some time, so they are more than willing to take care of themselves and not rely on us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is hard to live around here, so.
Yeah, yeah. Are you seeing it with their friends, too? Are people just putting off that, you know, those decisions?
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, I think a lot of them just don't even want to consider it at all at this point, you know? I mean, it's just too expensive. And I don't know. It's not important to them.
Yeah.
Let's take a broader view of the situation with Bankrate financial analyst Stephen Cates. Can you just give me a broad assessment of what we're seeing in terms of this trend of young adults, 25, 34, delaying or not hitting, quote unquote, hitting major milestones to adulthood?
Yeah. So the major milestones that are sort of markers of adulthood or you know, still, I think, considerations of adulthood even today, although many are less likely, in being away from your parents. So living separately, working, having been married at some point, and having children. And, you know, a number of those are happening significantly later than they did many decades ago. Marriage rates are lower in absolute terms, but when people marry, it's later. And when they have children, it's often much later, specifically in, you know, the coasts and in some of the bigger cities. You know, people are sort of crossing those thresholds at a much later date. And, you know, that's contributing to some of what we're seeing today, which is people are living away from their parents, and they're working sometimes for many, many, many years before they're ever sort of entering into those other two, marriage and children, if they ever do at all.
So when did we start seeing this trend? Is this, you know, like a past 10-year type of thing? Is this a gradual thing? Was there some sort of spark that created this situation?
This has been a gradual thing. And you know, and I think, you know, you can look through a lot of the shifts in some of the economic data that points to sort of this gradual, sort of challenging environment for younger people. But, you know, also some of this comes down to the fact that more women are in the workforce, you know, more people are, you know, having trouble with home buying. You know, some of those are sort of the precursors in a lot of ways to what people expect is going to be that stable financial position where they can believe they're ready for marriage or ready for kids. And I think that's hard for a lot of people to, you know, sort of enter into when they don't feel like they're on stable financial footing. And that's something that we've seen, you know, as a gradual sort of deterioration over the last few decades. I'd say if there's any cause whatsoever to sort of spark things, I think the 2008 financial crisis is certainly a big one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.